Let's do one paragraph on Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D, 77-year-old gentleman being recertified for hospice today with diagnosis of Alzheimer's dementia. Also suffers from atherosclerotic heart disease, coronary artery disease with unstable angina, chest pain, shortness of breath, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and skin cancer, as well as urinary retention related to BPH. History of myocardial infarction recently, which has left the patient quite weak and caused worsening of his Alzheimer's dementia, period. New paragraph. Patient has issues with pain in his knees because of the fact that he has severe DJD, lives with his sister, Donna. Patient has had a steady decline since admitted to hospice as far as his mental and physical health is concerned. First of all, he's no longer oriented times one. He has increased hair, auditory and visual hallucination. He suffers from more confusion. He's eating less. He's lost 4.5 pounds. He has protein calorie malnutrition, has a KPS of 40%. He's totally ADL dependent, wears a diaper, and requires position change in his beds to keep him from developing bed sores. Nevertheless, because of low protein / low albumin, he's at a high risk of developing bed sores and decubitus ulcers. Given his worsening condition in the areas described above, he remains hospice appropriate and he's being recertified for hospice now. Thank you. He's recertified for hospice care now. That sounds better. Thank you.